dedicated to fellowship is the theme and the topic for our sharing together this Sunday evening. And the format is a little bit different than it usually is, so let's do something we don't too often do, and that is take an opportunity to not just greet one another, but maybe find someone you don't already know and tell them who you are and get to know them for a minute. Let's share that kind of fellowship together. So let's stand up and find somebody new, or at least meet those that are nearby. I guess it's true. People are friendlier in the South than in the North. It takes you longer to end it all than the others. Let me add my welcome and greeting to that which already has been shared with the folk around you. And let me ask you to take that registration card that you found on the seat as you came in and fill it out so that we can know that you've shared with us on this Lord's Day evening. Now, as you do that, let me invite you to come back next week when our program will be a little different. Next Sunday morning, we will have, as a guest speaker, Bernie May, who is the American director of Wycliffe Bible Translators and also the brother-in-law of our pastor, Ken Travilla. I'll be ministering next weekend in Milwaukee, and Mr. May will be the first guest speaker that we'll have here in our new facilities of Wooddale Church in Eden Prairie. Then next Sunday night, when our theme is dedicated to singles and we culminate the singles retreat that will be held off campus next weekend, but they'll be coming back to share that evening program, we are especially delighted to have Jim Smoke, who is a nationally acclaimed specialist in the area of singles ministries, a dynamic communicator, and someone whom you well ought hear and invite other people to hear for that program next Sunday evening. But this evening, as I think you know, although perhaps someone may have drifted in and not yet heard, our program will be quite abbreviated. We'll be celebrating the Lord's Supper in just a few minutes, and then after that we'll be spreading out to go to 40 or so homes throughout the metropolitan area to share in a fellowship time. Now already you should have signed up for one of those homes out in the foyer area, but just in case you didn't, please don't be excluded. There's still some room at a number of the homes. I'm not sure I'd recommend that you just show up, but you could at least check out in the foyer and make sure that there's room there. And then sort of the swing group goes, I shouldn't have used that word. The group that didn't sign up and you'd like to have a place to go and you're willing, then the host and hostess for that group will be Charlene and myself. We have room for whoever comes. I have directions in my pocket. Charlene has a map and directions, and if you don't have another place to go, then you come our way. And for those of you that are hosts and hostesses, if you want to trade for a future draft choice at another fellowship meeting, we're willing to negotiate on that. Really, we hope that you'll go to a home tonight, and you're certainly invited to come to our house just 6 or 7 minutes away in West Edina, and we'd be glad if you get that map from us and plan to come. Let's now pray and ask God's blessing upon the offerings that we bring. Father, thank you for fellowship, that common bond that we have with one another and with you through Jesus Christ. Out of that fellowship that we have shared in anticipation of its long continuation through this life and eternity, we continue now our expression of love and worship to you with the gifts that we bring, giving them in Jesus' name. Amen. Koinonia is the Greek word for fellowship. And fellowship was important in that koinonia sense to those early Christians. Sometimes gathering under adversity, sometimes gathering in secrecy. Koinonia meant fellowship, but it meant more than just that simple word. It meant sharing together, sharing of life. It's the word that the Greeks used for friendship. It meant a common bond. It meant a depth of relationship. But it had to have a common denominator. And those early Christians learned early on that even under the attacks of Satan and the state and enemies of other religions, they had the common bond in Jesus Christ. It was through him that they had fellowship first with God, the vertical dimension to fellowship, and then with one another, the horizontal dimension to fellowship. We have said at Wooddale Church that fellowship is a high priority of our ministry. It's what it's all about. But that means far more than socializing and even sharing friendship together. It means Jesus Christ, for he alone is the basis of our relationship with God and our relationship with one another. So when we say that we are dedicated to fellowship, we really are saying we are dedicated to Jesus Christ and the results of our relationship to him. That sharing extends from our happy times to our sad times. It includes this place where we gather tonight, but also the homes to which we spread out and the communities where we live. It means that we share fellowship together when we see one another on weekends or occasionally during the week. But it means that we also have that relationship of sharing together in Jesus Christ when we're out of sight and that we can be bonded together by prayer. It means gathering around this table. When God gave to us the Lord's Supper and this table, he obviously knew what he was doing because he knew that we might forget. And we might think that the thing that we have in common is the places we're from or our economics or education or language or some other type thing. And so he told us too often, come together and be reminded that the basis of all of our fellowship is Jesus himself. That he, God's Son, was given to us. We must not forget that he was a gift. And so we are given the gift of bread. And that he was more than a gift. He was a gift whose blood was shed. And so we are given the cup. I would assume in all probability that all of us here gathered tonight, or at least most, know Jesus Christ, the gift whose blood was shed, as personal Savior. But if perchance you don't know him, then you really can't share that fellowship either with God or with fellow Christians until you come into that personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And although you may have often heard the invitation before, let me give it to you again. That before coming to this table, or before ever having fellowship with God, first you must accept him as Savior. And usually that's done through a prayer of faith, a prayer that you can pray right around this communion table now. Accepting him as Savior, acknowledging him as Lord, and then you too, in relationship to God through Jesus Christ, can be dedicated to fellowship. Through Jesus Christ, you too can know God in the horizontal dimension and fellow Christians, or know God in that vertical dimension and fellow Christians here in this horizontal dimension. Dedicated to fellowship, we come to this table to share together tonight. Dan Gabrielson coming now to ask God's blessing upon the bread.
Gracious Heavenly Father, it's with much thanksgiving and praises that we come before you tonight, praising you, Lord, for your all-encompassing love, your everlasting kindness, and the greatest gift that you've given in giving us thy only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who gave himself for us that we might live, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I am the bread. He that cometh, Jesus said, I am the bread. And he that cometh to me will never hunger. And he that believeth on me will never thirst. We praise thee for this great truth that we can read in thy precious word. And we thank you, Lord, for the relationship that we have with thee and with one another because Jesus Christ lives.
Recognizing that our fellowship is based on none other than Jesus Christ himself, let us eat this bread together in remembrance of him.
Jerry Hintar comes now to give thanks for the cup.
Our Father in heaven, it is at a time like this when we must confess that we don't understand fully the bounds of your love. Father, a love so great that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary. And now tonight, just as Christ's disciples did 2,000 years ago, we gather around this table to partake of the cup representing his blood. Blood on the one hand that represents pain and suffering, but blood on the other hand that represents salvation and redemption of our sins. At this time, we just wish to praise you, Father, and rejoice in that precious, precious blood that was shed for us. And now may each of us here center our hearts and our minds on that life that was given for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
On the night of our Lord's betrayal, the thoughts of Jesus Christ were focused on fellowship. He said, "Earnestly, I have sought to observe this final Passover with you." And he was concerned that they would know of the communing fellowship of the Holy Spirit to come. 2,000 years later, here we are. And the same Lord says to us, "Take of fellowship with me freely. It's been purchased with a very high price, the price of my blood on the cross. Let's drink of this in remembrance of him."
One of the expressions of our fellowship together as a church is found in the commitment to one another in church membership. And it's always a delight to formally recognize those who recently have become a part of our church family, to share with them a verse of scripture and to welcome them on your behalf and on the behalf of God to the family called Wooddale Church. So I'll ask if they'll come now and stand here on my right on that first step of the platform, and you take good note of who they are, and I hope that you'll extend a word of welcome as well. Kathy Bauer from Habakkuk 3, parts of verses 18 and 19. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. God bless you, Kathy. And Catherine DeLeem from Lamentations 3, verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. God bless you, Catherine. And David DeLeem from Micah 4, 5. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. God bless you, David. And Chris Erickson from Daniel 2, verse 20. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. God bless you, Chris. Now, I'll let them return to their seats, and Dave Gustafson is going to come and lead us in a final hymn before we go to our fellowship times together.